The news read by Ayish Mbile. In our top stories, thousands of people are converging on the Besigye ceremonial ground in Douala to watch a fascinating documentary on the President of the Republic. The first ever symposium for veterinarians in Cameroon ends with the commitment to boost import substitution. And Cameroonian sprinter Emmanuel Eseme qualifies for the semi-finals in the men's 100 meters at the ongoing Olympic Games in Paris. Good afternoon. Straight away we go to Douala, where about 3,000 people are expected at the Besigye ceremonial ground today to watch the 90-minute documentary highlighting the achievements of President Paul Biya. Paul Biya, a great statesman with a prodigious destiny, is a production of the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency in collaboration with the Ministry of Arts and Culture. We now link up with our reporter Pontianus Lawong on standby at the Douala Besigye ceremonial ground. Pontianus, are you on? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ayimbile. It is the initiative of the Littoral Regional Council and is expected to pull crowds from all the four divisions of the region. Some 3,000 people, as you say, are expected here at the Besigye ceremonial grounds to participate at the projection ceremony after Yaoundé and Betwa. It is the turn of the Littoral region to, through this documentary, revisit the achievements of President Paul Biya since 1982. The Ministry of Arts and Culture is using this ceremony to showcase the rich cultural heritage of Cameroon, and with me is the Director of Cinema and Audiovisual Productions at the Ministry of Arts and Culture, Dr. Donatus Fai Tangem. Good afternoon. What is in stock for the population of the Littoral region on this special day?
Thank you, Pontianus. On this special day, we're going to pull together the cultural, multifaceted cultures of our country. We're going to put together different sorts of spectacles that assemble and will be able to project the rich cultural diversity we have in this country. When you talk cinema, you talk about culture. When you talk culture, you talk about art. When you talk art, you talk about communities and people. So this is a singular moment where we're going to activate the cultural strength of this region, and especially in the domain of cinematography, during which we're bringing all active forces together to savour the rich cultural plate, the rich cultural dynamics of this region. And you can be sure that at the end of this day, you will be able to confirm that Cameroon is indeed rich in cultural diversity.
Ayimbile, that was the Director of Cinema and Audiovisual Productions at the Ministry of Arts and Culture, Dr. Donatus Fai Tangem. And the projection profile is expected to begin in a couple of minutes from now, pending the arrival of top administrative, municipal and political authorities of the Littoral region. It should be mentioned that it has been raining very heavily in Douala in the past 2 weeks, and that the rains have given way to a beautiful sunshine that enables a smooth event out here at the Besigye ceremonial grounds in Douala. Pontianus Lawong, CRTV News, live from Douala.
We thank you for all those updates, Pontianus. We now go to the fun of where a solar power plant to produce some 28 kilowatts of energy in some 100 homes in the locality of Mada in Tokombere subdivision, Mayo Saba division of the Far North region, has been inaugurated by the Minister of Special Duties at the Presidency of the Republic, Hamadou Mustafa, representing the head of state. It is the first in a series of renewable energy plants constructed in some 6 councils, and it will be extended to other councils nationwide. Present at the ceremony, during which the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, was hailed for his commitment to provide electricity to all 360 subdivisions of the country, was the House Speaker of the National Assembly, the Right Honorable Kavai Yigi Jibril. Emos Enonyaket Agbo reports.
By cutting the inauguration ribbon, the Mada Solar Energy Power Plant has been put into use, expected to produce some 28 kilowatts of energy supply in about 100 homes. Olivier Kwete is a representative of Sol Systems GPE, the contracting company.
The storage, which are constituted by lithium battery, are 48 kilowatt hours, a distribution reserve, and also a system of clearing on the night.
The local population will have their living conditions improved, as they will now benefit of some extra energy power boosts. Buka Tikre is the mayor of Tokombere.
I'm very, very happy because we come and resolve one of the problems we have here. Now we have solar electric. It is very important for Mada.
Representing the President of the Republic at the inauguration ceremony, the Minister of Special Duties at the Presidency of the Republic, Hamadou Musa, Mustafa appealed for a sustainable use, stating that the Mada inauguration is just one of a series of inaugurations to follow in the days ahead. He added that it is the first to be continued in some other five councils nationwide. The ceremony took place in the presence of the Speaker of the National Assembly, Right Honorable Kavai Yegejibril, traditional ruler of Mada. Mada, Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CRTV News.
And this is indeed CRTV News, the first edition of the Veterinary Symposium organized by the University of Ngaoundary under the patronage of the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, has ended on a positive note, with the over 400 participants taking the resolve to effectively play their role in the import substitution policy through innovative production and entrepreneurship. The three-day events, which unfolded at the Yaounde Conference Center, also served as an opportunity for the Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, to reiterate government's willingness to accompany the veterinary professionals attain their objectives. Elizabeth Bombone Agbo, in the report that follows, tells us more on the role veterinarians play in the import substitution policy.
As reflected on the theme of the first edition of the Cameroon Veterinary Symposium, Advancing Excellence in Veterinary Medicine by Transforming Veterinary Education for a Sustainable Future, the objective is to strengthen collaboration among veterinary, para-veterinary schools and the design of innovative training programs that will go a long way to foster the import substitution policy. In an inaugural discourse, the Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industries, Dr. Tiger, underlined that the import substitution policy is on a good footing following the restriction on the importation of frozen chicken and pork in Cameroon for several years now. He, however, deplored the fact that much is expected on the importation of frozen fish and milk, given that Cameroon imports over 50,000 tons of fresh fish on a yearly basis, while about 25 billion CFA francs is spent on the importation of milk. To put the situation at bay, the minister challenged the over 400 veterinary professionals participating at the symposium to step up production, be innovative, and embrace the spirit of entrepreneurship. On his part, the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famandongo, reiterated training and professionalism being the pillars of SND 30 will guarantee qualitative and quantitative production. The government officials disclosed the sum of 5.3 billion CFA francs has been made available by the government as loan to finance projects of such magnitude.
Elizabeth Bongbone Agboran. In more news, stakeholders in the fight against tuberculosis in Cameroon are working on improving the detection of the disease among 0 to 14 year olds. The meeting in Kribi, organized by the non-profit organization for impact in social health fees and the Ministry of Public Health, will lay the groundwork for the next phase of the campaign to fight TB. Bruno Donwi Fonwi reports.
After a successful first phase of the fight against tuberculosis in children 0 to 14 years, the non-profit organization for impact in social health, FIS Cameroon, and partners are meeting in Kribi to re-strategize on the operational procedures to follow as they launch the next phase of the campaign. Bertrand Campoy is Executive Director of East Cameroon.
This is a three-year project focusing on increasing TB diagnostic and treatment among children. For the first year, we succeed to increase from 6 to 8% the number of TB patients, especially children, who receive a high-quality diagnostic and succeed to complete their treatment.
Prevention, diagnosis and treatment amongst partners are key to a tuberculosis-free society.
If we need to end TB in Cameroon, we should focus on those last mile population. And for us, children, they are in front. And we should focus all our energy, strategy, resources and tools to improve diagnostic and treatment for children.
Stakeholders attest to the success of this partnership as it better equips them to fight against tuberculosis. Giselle Bett is chief of the BMRC District Hospital.
We're working with the agent of community to detect those cases of tuberculosis in the community because they have a strategy to detect the children who are sick.
With fixed objectives and with partners of the Ministry of Public Health and other sectors, His Cameroon is working on reducing the number of tuberculosis infections in children and create a widespread awareness on prevention. Renon Dongwe Funwi, CRTV, Kwebi.
The sad note just reaching us. Hundreds of mourners are attending the funeral ceremony of Marie Nicole Milingi Tamba, wife of the CPDM Chief Whip of the National Assembly, Honorable Roger Milingi, who died at the age of 61 last July 13 in Paris, France. She has been described as a woman of metal who influenced her community, provided selfless health services, and had strong religious values. Esther Kima reports on the rituals and rites which will lead to her burial in Ese, in Mefu, Anakamba Division.
Like a candle in the wind, the astute psychotherapist, devoted professional and God-fearing being, Marie Nicole Milingi has been blown into eternity, revered by the top brass of the CPDM Central Committee, led by the Vice Prime Minister, Jean Kwete, Cabinet Ministers, members of the Senate, and those of the National Assembly, with the Deputy Speaker, Honorable Theodore Dato, representing the House Speaker, the Right Honorable Kawege Jibril, at their head. Her life well spent at the service of humanity is being celebrated. Supporting her husband, the CPDM Chief Whip of the National Assembly, Honorable Roger Milingi, traditional rulers joined the Mvile, Ehan, and Vogada clans to perform the Nsilawu and Esok rituals, two ceremonial acts to honor her transition to glory. In 61 years, Marie Nicole Milingi impacted lives through her psychotherapeutic sessions and saved souls from drowning into depression and other mental complications. The traditional phase has just rounded off, and it will be followed by the Requiem Mass to be celebrated by the rector of the Marion Sanctuary in Simalin, Father Joseph Bikola Ateba, representing the Metropolitan Archbishop of Yaoundé, His Grace Jean Barga. Testimonies from the CPDM Central Committee, the Medical Corps, the associations she belonged to, and family members will follow before her interment. Esther Kima, Esther, CRTV.
More news takes us to the Southwest, where some women have been empowered with leadership skills that will help them generate more income in their different businesses. It was during a seminar organized by the Leaders World Institution in Limbengo. Balemba Sophie Eben reports.
The workshop, which was aimed at using interfaith dialogue to mitigate hate speech in the society, brought about different denominational youth leaders in Boya.
Dr. Kinang Derek Fai, the Conflict Research and Activity Implementation Coordinator at DeFi Head Now Civic Watch. We know very well it's a reality. Cameroon has very little problems when it comes to religious tolerance and interfaith activities, but it does not cancel the fact that there are still some of these tensions that usually exist. We thought it necessary that we could bring students and youth leaders from different backgrounds to share views and exchange ideas on how we can mitigate hate speech in the society.
Peace building, identification of stereotype regarding interfaith were among some of the issues discussed during the workshop. Participants attest that the knowledge gained has helped them to understand how to deal with people from different religious backgrounds.
Aishatu Abdullahi, I intend to learn more about other cultures because if you don't know about people, you won't be able to live peacefully with them.
The youth leaders are expected to continue being ambassadors of peace and help reduce hate speech brought about by religious stereotypes. Ngo Baleba Sophia Ebe, CRTV.
And more from the Southwest, where young people have been urged to promote and protect Cameroon's cultural values through the use of their mother tongue and in the creation and construction of the clothes. The call came from the Southwest Regional Delegates for Arts and Culture, Doris Ituangula, at the closing ceremony of a first-ever one-month edition of a cultural holiday camp for kids, which took place in Dibuya. Chairing the events was Mrs. Vanessa Mbembembong, head of the Social and Cultural Affairs Department at the Governor's Office. Lucy Agbo reports.
The one-month cultural holiday camp brought together children from the different cultural backgrounds in the Southwest region with the objective to awaken their potentials in artistic and cultural values. Doris Itwe Angula is the Southwest Regional Delegate for Arts and Culture.
The younger ones are the ones who are going to stand tall to promote our culture. We are aging out. Some children and parents never knew the talents that the children had in them. But through this activity, they instructors were able to diagnose, so the parents, when the children go back home, they should do everything to continue to encourage them to speak up these cultural values.
To the children, it was a good experience as some of them discovered their hidden talents and learned to communicate in the Mokwe language, the mother tongue of the Bakweri people.
Karen, I never knew that I was good in drawing, but actually as the program started, I discovered my talent, and that's how they chose me for a competition in drawing.
Mendy Calibrite, I'm Morocco. Counting in Mopwe, Banjana Yoko, Banjana Wewake, Banjana Ao.
The event that featured the award of certificates of participation to the children was attended by the head of Division for Economic, Social and Cultural Affairs at the Southwest Governor's Office, Vanessa Mbembembong, and the six divisional delegates for arts and culture in the Southwest region. Lucia Agbo, CRTV News, Boya.
In news out of the country, at least 32 people have been killed and several others injured after a suicide bomber and gunmen targeted a popular beachfront location in the Somali capital, Mogadishu. One report say around 63 people are wounded and some of them critically. Video footage showed a number of bodies and injured people in the capital city. Local media also says the attack was carried out by Al-Shabaab militants who control large parts of southern and central Somalia. Now on to sports, and like you heard in one of our top stories, Cameroonian sprinter Emmanuel Isemeh Alobwede has qualified for the semifinals in the men's 100 meters at the ongoing Olympic Games in Paris, France. The 2023 Francophone Games gold medalist emerged second in his heat at the first round today. In the meantime, swimmer Manuel Angelo is the fourth Cameroonian athlete to quit the ongoing Paris Games after emerging third in her heat. Details of CRTV special envoy to Paris, Baldwin Summer.
It was an anticipated qualification for the semifinals for Emmanuel Isemeh Alobwede in a men's 100 meters large in heat 7 alongside American sprinter Kenny Bednarek. Emmanuel Isemeh emerged second with a 9.97 seconds time that propelled him to the semifinals.
Stage has been done. The priority was just to be among first three, so get to the semifinals, and the job has been done. So I returned to my coach. Now we see how to recover and prepare for tomorrow.
He succeeds to work on his personal best as Emmanuel Isemeh Alobwede has the fourth best time amongst the qualified semi-finalists.
I'm very confident in my training. I've been working very hard for opportunities like this, so I'm just going to give in with the help of God, because He's the one who gave me this ability. I know things will be okay.
In swimming, Manuel Angulo in the women's 50 meters freestyle was third in her heat with a 30 seconds 98 time, not sufficient to see her through to the next round. She bids farewell to Paris 2024 with just two flag bearers left for Team Cameroon. This Sunday, Emmanuel Isemeh Alobwede will be competing in the men's 100 meters semifinals, while Linda Angunu kickstarts her journey to the next round in the women's 400 meters hurdles. Covering the 2024 Paris Olympic Games, Pino Meyebe, Olivier Kunu, Baldwin Sama on special assignments.
And in more sports news, Vito Handball Club of Boya have cemented their chances of qualifying for the playoffs of the 2024 National Handball Championship. This comes after their victory against Patriots of Yaounde in one of the six matches played today at the Concord Sports Complex of the University of Yaounde 1. The captain of Vito Club, Alucius Kometa, after the 30-29 win against Patriots of Yaounde, told our reporter Pewe Joe that today's match was a must-win encounter for them. Hear him.
The match was a very difficult one because Patia had to win us like a difference of 7 goals to qualify. So we had to be at our best in order to not only to draw but to win them so that we can qualify as second in a group, not just slightly but with 8 points. So it was a really good match for us, and we played well with the tiredness from traveling from Boya and reaching here this morning. We had plans that we were going to qualify for the playoff, so this picture has just given us a visa to qualify for the playoff, and we want to come and show them that there's something going on in the Southwest, that there's also humble in the Southwest, that we can also compete at a big stage.
And you were listening there to Alucius Kometa, who is the captain of the Vito Handball Club of Boya. And now to end the news here, once again, are our top stories. Thousands of people are converging on the Beseke ceremonial ground in Douala to watch a fascinating documentary on the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. The first ever symposium for veterinarians in the country has ended with the commitment to boost import substitution. And Cameroonian sprinter Emmanuel Iseme has qualified for the semifinals in the men's 100 meters at the ongoing Olympic Games in Paris, France. Up next, the summary of the news in the French language with you, Christine Victoria Binda.
Good afternoon. Paul Biya, un grand homme d'État au destin prodigieux, grande mobilisation à Douala dans la région du littoral où près de 3000 spectateurs à la place de la Beseke sont actuellement installés pour la projection de ce film documentaire dans la capitale économique. Symposium vétérinaire au Cameroun, les assises de la première édition s'achèvent aujourd'hui au palais des congrès de Yaoundé. C'est sous la présidence du professeur Jacques Famdongo, ministre d'État, ministre de l'Enseignement supérieur. Les 400 participants qui ont pris part aux travaux ont été invités à créer des entreprises structurées à même de contribuer efficacement à l'essor de l'activité vétérinaire au Cameroun. Un fonds de facilitation à l'offre de crédit pour le développement des chaînes de valeur agricole et d'élevage est créé par les pouvoirs publics avec un financement initial de 5,5 milliards de francs CFA dédié aux jeunes entrepreneurs vétérinaires. En religion, deuxième jour de festin spirituel pour les témoins de Jéhovah et leurs invités qui poursuivent leur grand rassemblement annuel au stade Olembe, à Yaoundé. L'un des temps forts de cette journée, ce sont les baptêmes qui ont été consacrés. Activités de vacances, enseignements bibliques, prières, causeries éducatives et ateliers de formation sont au menu d'un camp de jeunes en cours à Evodoula dans le département de la Leki. L'événement qui s'achève demain dimanche rassemble les jeunes venus de tous bords à l'initiative de l'Église pentecôtiste chrétienne du Cameroun, Vision du crépuscule des nations. À l'étranger, Somalie, un nouveau bilan de l'attentat suicide suivi de tir d'armes à feu hier sur la plage du Lido à Mogadiscio fait état de 32 morts et 63 blessés, dont certains grièvement. Et sports, Jeux Olympiques, Paris, athlétisme, Emmanuel Essémé suscite l'espoir. Le Camerounais s'est qualifié pour les demi-finales du 100 mètres plan masculin avec un chrono de 9,98, soit le deuxième meilleur temps de tous les qualifiés. Toujours en sport, cette fois-ci pour déficience intellectuelle, les finales de la Coupe du Cameroun viennent de consacrer leur vainqueur. La compétition qui s'est déroulée au complexe sportif de l'Université de Yaoundé 2 à Soa s'est clôturée en athlétisme avec la désignation des deux meilleurs athlètes, dames et messieurs. C'était le condensé de l'info. Prochain rendez-vous avec l'information le 17h.